You're unveiling the Crackle on Xbox Live, and it's a video and TV service, but I guess the difference between you guys and, say, a Netflix is that you guys are free, and free is something that a lot of people enjoy.
That's correct. So we are, not only are we free on a full ad-supported basis, however, we're also programmed and curated towards a certain demographic. So where Netflix or Hulu is more of an aggregator, all things to all people, we are very much targeted on that male 18 to 34. So hand-selected titles, free ad-supported basis. We're also launched internationally, UK, Canada, Australia, with Latin America coming soon, where you know Netflix is obviously doing their international rollout in some different countries as well.
So if you want to use Crackle, how does it work? Do you have to just sign up and register, or that, how does it work?
So basically, our main objective is just to get out of the way of the user and just let them watch as much content for free as possible. So no subscription, no registration. You can register, however, and get additional benefits, things like add to your queue, or you know, pause and resume, so we can sit in the living room now and add Moneyball, Wyatt Crackles, and then I'll catch it on the plane tonight, and as long as I was connected to the internet, be able to pick up where I left or to carry it with me. So there's those types of things, as well as sneak peeks into certain content, newsletters, those types of things. But obviously, no need to register or no requirement by any means.
And is it available across multi-platforms?
It is. It's on all Sony-connected devices, Blu-rays, televisions, Roku boxes, PlayStations, Xbox, and then obviously, just like a network, the more eyeballs, the better. So we just want to be ubiquitous across all platforms, iOS, Android. We launched in UK, Canada, Australia, and US as the number one entertainment app on iOS, which was pretty exciting. That was actually our big kind of turning point when we launched there about 7 months ago. We've already exceeded 6.5 million downloads in 6 months, which is pretty significant.
And there's a little bit of an elephant in the room. Like you said, this is a Sony project on all Sony devices, but what we're here to see right now is not a Sony device. I mean, how did you guys end up on a competitive console? And did that cause any problems or for you guys, or maybe for what we'll get on the end as end users?
Right, so we had given Sony televisions, PlayStation, Blu-ray players about a year exclusive on the Crackle service. However, just like an FX or a Fox or even a WB that's owned by Warner Brothers, you know, they are carried on Time Warner plus Comcast plus, you know, Verizon Fios. So since we view ourselves as a network, particularly on the ad-supported basis, we just want to be ubiquitous, available on all platforms. The more eyeballs, more money, equals better content. It's also very interesting that, you know, a little bit of that, our evolution was PC, and then it kind of went mobile, tablets, and now over the top. But it's kind of gotten to the point that consumers are demanding that they have access of content regardless of where it is. So, you know, we can go from our Xbox, we've created product capabilities, so you can go from your Xbox, pause and resume and pick back up on your Android tablet, and then also just, you know, pick up that movie on your iPhone as well. So kind of, that's if you're registered. So if you're a registered user, it's kind of just ubiquitous across all platforms. But it's an interesting question, but because of the network sensibility, we just want to be available to as many people as possible.
Now, you talked a bit about content, and something that you alluded to is that because you guys are a free service, you don't have the kind of layout that a few of your competitors do. What's the long-term sort of goal for you guys in terms of adding content over the next, say, few months or years?
Sure. So we, you know, just like any traditional network, we buy our content, both from Sony Pictures as well as other studios. And as eyeballs and revenue and distribution scales, so will our content acquisition budget. So Crackle will remain free ad-supported forever. It's not going to duck behind a subscription wall on some devices, and like we've seen other folks do. But we will be 100% free to the consumer. But I think over time, as you see the adaptation of the OTT market and more tablets, and as revenue scales, you'll actually see more and more content. So we do about 200 to 300 films now. And you'll see probably that number scaling, or actually even maybe earlier windows.
Something that's become popular with people who are in the business that you're in is original programming and original films and stuff like that. You guys are dabbling that as well.
Yes. So original is a big part of our strategy. We've released 8 to DVD right now. We've done about 50 in the can. We've sold them to UHD, FX, AMC, Spike Television domestically, to a number of networks internationally. You know, Sony actually has our home entertainment and our DVD business, and we can kind of push our originals that debut on Crackle through those ancillary windows. So I'd venture to say we're probably the only profitable original production studio in Hollywood right now. And we had done them as 84-minute features. So a feature would be sold on a two-hour television block. And what we're now doing, a new strategy, is almost like an Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And a lot of these other shows, we're doing 6/22s. So almost like a backdoor pilot version. So if you do 6/22s, a network will come in and might pick it up for a full order. And there's been a number of shows. I think Breaking Bad, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, a lot of those shows have started as just six episodes, and then they got picked up for 13. So that's a new strategy. We'll have one coming early next year, which will be our first 6x22.